Okay, it's the pre-show here, man, for the 16th of January, and the year is 2023. And we got, this is Martin Luther King Day today. So happy birthday to Martin Luther King, and I don't know what we got in, on tap. Let me check out and see what we got for a encore show. What a fucking lazy-ass weekend we had here. And it was raining again, man. Pissing down rain. Excuse me for popping that pee. Pissing down rain. Really shitty. But you know what, man? When we say we need it, we need it. But this is climate change. See, they, you know, the morons say to you,
well, it's not global warming. What is it?
If you listen at all to the scientists, which a lot of people just fucking don't, it's weather extremes. Weather extremes. And that's exactly what we got in California. Went from a drought to getting drowned. So that's what this climate event, that whatever you want to call it, is that we're going through. But you know what? I give up, man. I don't want to talk to idiots. So last year, January of 2022, what were we doing, man? Were we on the air on the 16th? I don't think so. Well, it's Martin Luther King's birthday is always on a Monday. Here's Bud throws Phil off the air and interviews Dr. Raccoon, Baboon, and Cocoon. There's a Dr. Cocoon. There is. About the Yago Institute. Bud throws Phil off the air. If this is a repurposed, I'm going to be really pissed off. I mean, if this is an encore of an encore, I don't want to do an encore of an encore, but let me just see. Let me see. Sorry about popping peas. I don't like doing that. Let me look and see.
Hello,
man.
And welcome to today on audio. This is the
commencement
of TriCaster, our video.
TriCaster was really giving up.
Yeah. That man was spoiling for a fight.
Okay, so it was an encore. All right, well, groovy. Tuesday, Phil interviews Coach Dozier about his desire to coach the Dallas Cowboys. Phil Studi has a major equipment failure, and he tries to get advice from Dr. Ron Turner. This ought to be interesting. This is what this is. This is from the 19th of 2022. What the hell is this? Oh, I did have. Oh, wow.
That would happen.
Interesting.
Well, there we go. Okay. So this fucker, I'm going to have to turn off. So there's our big green screen behind us, which is what we usually use.
But today, what happened, Phil?
We had a massive failure of the TriCaster tonight. So we're using our iPhone to do the video.
Oh, this is from last year, an iPhone.
We're using
video.
Our iPhone to do the video, man. Think about that.
Man.
I don't even need the fucking camera in front of me, but all right, so now here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna exit.
All right, so this was like 1 year ago, January 19th. I had to use the I had to use the iPhone for video because the TriCaster failed on us. And on its way to just completely fucking up. Fuck it. Let's do it, man. Download show. Okay, so I downloaded that. I got Dr. Ron Turner giving me advice. Copy. Yeah. Let me tell you what, man. So Jackie and I watched a couple of really fucked up horror movies. Actually, we watched Speak No Evil, which I talked about on Twitter. Then I watched by myself because she didn't want any part of this fucking movie. A movie called Possession. Fucked up. But not as depressingly scary as Speak No Evil. Speak No Evil was really just shit. Where are we going here, man? Here we go. Hold on for a minute, man. I got to make sure that I get this thing. Ay, ay, ay. All right. Paste. Boom, 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 boom. Last year, January 2022, Phil. This thing... let me just put it to you this way. This movie, this Possession, the woman in the movie has sex with this sort of octopus type thing. Yeah, at this very weird slimy creature. She's having sex with this thing in the midst of this major. And Sam Neill is in it. The guy from Jurassic Park, a very, very young Sam Neill, plays this psycho spy married to this chick that fucks an octopus. What do you want from me, man? You know, that was the flick. I'm simplifying it, of course, But that was how jacked up this thing was. Now then, now that we did that, let's go to the archive, find out what best of from the BSPs we want to do. What the hell is this shit? Get out of here. Go fuck yourself. Substack. Don't fuck yourself. I should start doing Substacks, do you think, or is that too lame? All right, let me see. One of my favorite authors is Heather Cox Richardson. She does some Substack stuff. She's a historian. I love reading her. What is this?
Just get a subscription to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. It's for a month or for a year. You're going to love it. Get it now. Do it. Yeah. Get a subscription now to the world-famous Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com.
The greatest value online.
Yes, other than porn. Get it.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know. All right, let me see. I'm now looking to see when the last BSP Classic show was from, and I believe it says January 2005, so we'll go to January 2006, right? January 2006, okay. Last Monday's show was January 2000. Okay, cool, groovy. All right, let's do that, man. January 2006. I'm wearing my Florida Panther sweatshirt. I haven't worn that in a long time. Not that I don't love the Panthers, but let me tell you what. I'm not a member of the Florida Panther team. If I was a member of the Florida Panther team, then I would be duty bound to support my brother players, to be positive, to be uplifting, to be a part of the team. After all, I'm being paid by the organization to play the very best hockey I can possibly play. Phil welcomes all of his characters to the first live show of 2006. They want Phil to know they will be around throughout the new year. Let's see. I'll continue my thought in a moment. Thank you. Austin Amarca welcomes Phil to Phoenix and explains why Arizona Desert celebrates doesn't celebrate Martin Luther King Day. Hour two, Jeff Dowder claims... What? I don't think I want to do that. Oh, my God, that's horrible. Okay, R.C. Collins was bidding on an insurgent skull on eBay, and the item was removed. What the fuck? Good Lord. Oh, this is a funny one. This is a Steve Bozell refuses a check number 666. Got to do this one. Got to do this one. I remember this one. I loved it. I remember doing it. I remember doing it, you know? Doing it. I do. I remember I done did it, and I dude it. I mean, you know. You know what I mean? No, I don't. Well, I dude it. Paste. Okay, so January of 2006. This is very funny. I had a plumber actually bring that to my attention when I had a little condo that I rented in the desert, and I had the plumber come out to do some work on it, and I gave him a check, and it was check number 666. And he goes, see that? See that check here? Give me. Yeah, it said 666. I go, yeah, would you mind? He actually asked me, would you mind writing another one? And I did. I wrote another one for the guy because, you know, I didn't want to cause a problem. And I should have said to the son of a bitch, you know what, Jack? You're going to take that fucking check because that's the only one I got. That's what I should have said. He probably would have had one of his, oh, I don't know, other sort of religious friends cash it for him. People who are in better, you know, it's, but I, because I was in no mood to get into a conflict with a plumber. Pretty much that was it. So have we done what we need to do, Phil? Yes. All right, man. About ready to do this thing.